The director of the North Dakota Commerce Department called it an honest mistake. Michelle Comer is talking about a state audit finding that $854,000 in spending was improperly charged to the 2017-2019 biennial budget. The money was part of a grant to Grand Sky, the Grand Forks-based home for unmanned aerial vehicles. The money was to go to construction at the Grand Sky site. But because of bad weather, construction was delayed, and the money did not go out until July 2019. It was charged then to the current two-year budget. State Auditor Josh Gallion made that finding, and because that could technically be against state law, he referred it to the Attorney General's office for a criminal investigation. That matter has now been referred to the South Dakota Department of Criminal Investigation. Comer told the Legislative Audit and Fiscal Review Committee her department thought it could make the extension because of the legislature's support for UAS technology. She said there was no intent to break state law.
It was an honest mistake, honestly made. The money went to the right party for the right work that was contracted for legally. It went at the wrong time.
Deputy Attorney General Troy Seibel told the committee, when an elected state official asks for an investigation under state law, the AG has no choice but to investigate. The committee's chairman, Fessenden Senator Jerry Klein, asked Gallion whether he thought there was an intent by individuals in the Commerce Department to break the law.
The auditor's office does not make any determination on any intent. We identified that based on the contract laws, OMB policy, a payment was made without support, without services received.
So we're moving it on to the Attorney General's office because of an accounting issue, because there is no intent yet. You haven't determined the intent.
The auditor's office does not make that determination. Okay.
Comer also told the committee she worries about how the investigation might be affecting her staff at Commerce.
I have grave concerns about the message that we have heard today, that a dedicated person who comes to work for the right reasons cannot make an honest mistake without the threat of a criminal investigation. I would ask you who can work productively under these circumstances.
Comer told the committee she has hired private legal counsel because the Attorney General's office could not provide counsel. Bismarck Republican Representative Mike Nathy questioned whether the matter should be a criminal investigation. He told the committee it appears to him there was no intent on the Commerce employee's part to break the law. He also said he's not happy that Gallion referred the matter without checking with the Lafferty Committee first.
When you're accusing somebody of a criminal act, that is a very high bar and it's very, very serious. And now we have a department head who's got a lawyer up. So that's my two cents. But I'm very concerned about this going down the road at a whim because we're dealing with people's lives and careers here and reputations.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.